Hi, this is Leslie Zann. Let me read to you a poem by Elizabeth Coatsworth. November comes and November goes, with the last red berries and the first white snows, with night coming early and dawn coming late, and ice in the bucket and frost by the gate. The fires burn and the kettles sing, and earth sinks to rest until next spring. Well, my friend, the earth can sink to rest until next spring. But if you're committed to closing out your year with record volume and achievement, if you want to increase what you've worked so hard to create, you cannot afford to rest until next spring. With the Thanksgiving holiday positioned near month's end, it makes perfect sense to jumpstart November by taking immediate action now. If you are ready and willing to play full out, you can navigate November like a champion. Let's begin by taking a look at your calendar and view it with a purview of the fourth quarter. As I've reinforced in each Zann plan, every season of the year has its own unique distractions and benefits. The secret to staying consistent with your direct selling business is to make strategic seasonal adjustments to your hours of operation. Every season is unique with different demands on your time. As you enter each new cycle, it's essential to evaluate your hours of operation and revise them accordingly. November and December are excellent months to build and grow your business. Why? Because of all the social activities. You'll find countless opportunities to be with family and friends, meet new people, and make new friends. In reality, the social calendar creates networking on demand. The festivities need not be all fun and games. They can also support your business. To make time for these extracurricular activities, revise your November hours of operation and adjust your calendar. Do you need to add more time in the mornings or take less time in the evenings? Should you schedule less time in the afternoons or more time on the weekends? Don't wing it or be reactive with your time management efforts. Champions are proactive. They schedule specific time to focus on and increase their business. Once you adjusted your calendar to meet the demands of the season, get buy-in from your family on the revised hours. In addition, share your calendar with your team and upline mentors. With everyone on the same page, you'll be more productive. Finally, let's keep in mind what a glorious time of year we're entering. Thanksgiving reminds us to express our gratitude for all the good in our lives as we come together with family, friends, and loved ones. Tap into the gratitude you hold for your business, and you'll stay productive as you move through the holiday season. Here are five proven strategies that will help you navigate November like a champion. Number one, make your month culminate before Thanksgiving. Set a goal to meet and exceed your monthly goals by the Wednesday before Thanksgiving or sooner, and coach your team to do the same. Go into November acting as if Wednesday before the holiday is the last day of the month. It'll be gratifying to celebrate the four-day weekend knowing you've already met your goals. And considering all the people you'll be socializing with over the holiday weekend, you'll begin work on Monday with a fresh list of people to reach out to. In order to make your month culminate before Thanksgiving, review your monthly goals now and make a commitment to meet or exceed them. How many new people will you talk to? How many three-way calls will you make? How many new partners will you sponsor? Confirm your seasonal hours of operation. Keep your goals top of mind and do your best to reach them before the holiday weekend. It's time to take action. You can close the month on your terms. Number two, commit to consistency. When you stop talking to new people for any length of time, you lose momentum and you lose your ability to effectively prospect. When you stop talking to new people, your enrolling skills get rusty. You lose your ability to effectively share your story, capture contact information, or schedule a follow-up call. When your skills are rusty, you come from a position of desperation rather than genuine passion. Your prospects will pick up on that desperate energy and get turned off. That's not how you want to operate. because getting back up to speed will require a major effort on your part. That's why champions choose consistency. As you enter the holiday season, make a commitment to consistently reach out to new people. You'll keep your skills polished, your attitude positive, your tone authentic, and your business prospering. Number 3, share your stories. Never underestimate the power of a well-packaged story to create interest. Champions craft and memorize their stories so they can deliver them on cue authentically and effectively. With all the social events coming up, it's smart to be prepared with a confident, genuine, and well-told story about how your business is excelling now or is beginning to make an impact on your life, your family's life, your lifestyle. When opportunities arise to share your compelling story, be prepared, and you'll be able to make the most of the moment. Number 4, follow through and follow up. As you navigate November, you'll spend time with friends and family and often come into contact with new people. You'll have numerous opportunities to share your business and products. Champions never miss an opportunity to follow up. Effective follow-up shows professionalism, validates your enthusiasm for your product and business, and is a proven way to turn a prospect into a customer or business partner. If you approach your follow-up calls with a positive attitude, you'll come from a position of strength and confidence. You are not in control of how people respond, yet you are in control of your commitment to follow up and the optimistic attitude you maintain as you share your enthusiasm for your business. Meeting new people is exciting. Sharing your story is fun. Following through with follow-up is business at its best. Number 5, create the mindset of a champion. Personal development is a gift that keeps on giving. During the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, don't neglect your personal development practice. Especially during this hectic time of year, you owe it to yourself to take 30 minutes each day to put positive thoughts into your head and remind yourself how amazing you are and how the possibilities for your success are endless. Jim Rohn, a favorite author of mine, said, "For things to change, you have to change." If you are not happy in any area of your life, from your health to your income, from your relationships to your business, making a commitment to daily personal development will create a shift in all areas of your life. I firmly believe that what we think about, we bring about. And what we think about most creates our reality. So why not continually think about all the positive ways you can take action, make a difference, and design your life to meet or even exceed your goals? This season, give yourself the respect you deserve and make time to develop the mindset of a champion. These 5 strategies not only will help you successfully navigate November, they'll also serve you throughout the entire year. Work with your sponsor or upline leader to put these strategies to work for you. When you take action now, November becomes a record month for you in all areas: sales, sponsoring, and organizational volume. Do you wonder if that's really possible? I can assure you that come December 1st, there'll be hundreds, if not thousands, of emerging leaders in your company who've created a record month in November. Whether or not you're one of those champions depends on the actions you take with ongoing commitment and regularity. Consistent sponsoring and new sales you have today are a reflection of your consistent efforts during the previous 30, 60, or 90 days. Consistent activity in November and December is the only way to successfully close the year strong and jumpstart the new year. You have 2 choices. Take the holidays off and slowly, desperately, painfully crawl into the new year, or continue to work your business consistently and joyfully blast into the new year. I say blast off. Let's take action and navigate November.